I remember being at mobilization station and sitting in the chow hall, listening to the news. The roadside bomb, or IED, was starting to become the weapon of choice for the insurgency in Iraq that was now hitting full steam. Hundreds of soldiers would die or be seriously wounded by this barbaric weapon. I remember the first time we drove into Iraq and seeing alongside the road the large craters, burn marks, and occasional vehicle pieces, the product of a roadside bomb. And I remember there thinking that possibly that person who hit that vehicle or hit that IED was not so lucky.